5:40 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. Thank you for joining us tonight. Binary Bullets, one of the 4-H robotics clubs with the Knox County 4-H, that is having a pretty darn good year. Thank you very much. So we'll talk about that and how somebody is going to go to a world competition, which to me sounds intimidating, but also sounds very cool. Julian Innes with Knox County 4-H is who I will start with. If I can hit the right button here, and he is in the studio with us. Julian, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Good evening.
And for those who don't know, are you involved with these kids?
Well, what it is a program, which is the FIRST program, and got to bear in mind, FIRST is an acronym for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology.
Very good.
And here in Knox County, the 4-H program provides a program in FIRST called the FTC, and that's grade eligible for 7th through 12th grade. And for the Binary Bullets, it's an assortment of kids. We meet at the Knoxville High School at the new STEM wing, but we got Knoxville High School students, 2 students from Galesburg, 1 from the junior high, the high school, 2 homeschool kids, and a kid from Williamsfield as well.
Wow, boy. And sure, I have sure heard about how much good this team has done this past year,
yeah.
Right?
A milestone, definitely.
Absolutely. Right. Talk a little bit about me with that first, Julian. There was a regional competition here earlier this month.
Yes, there was a regional February 10th in Peoria, out of which the team got the highest award you could get in the first FTC.
That's amazing.
Which is the Inspire Award. And the kids did a fantastic job. They did well on their presentation and their robot runs for that day. So they punched their ticket to state, which was just past the weekend in Elgin, Illinois.
And how'd they do?
They fared very well.
Great.
They finished 5th, you know, which is probably the highest since the 3-year program. So they're inching their way up higher and higher up that ladder.
I was going to say, making their way up slowly but surely will win the race, right?
Definitely.
Unless, of course, you're a robot and you can make them go as fast as you want, right?
There you go.
Jacob Betts is one of those students that's on the team. Jacob, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell me what got you interested in this, and what do you think has made this team and you so successful in this?
Oh, well, I definitely think there's a lot of room for the science, technology, engineering, math, STEM in any community. So I think that the FIRST program through the 4-H is really inspired a lot of students, not just me or my brother here.
Oh, sure.
And that kind of field, and it's definitely an upcoming field. I mean, we all see our cell phones and our computers getting stronger and faster and smaller, and so it's definitely good for students of any age, really, growing up to be part of a program like this. So, and there's definitely we're creating a legacy in our community to get that kind of support.
I know we've talked with you and Julian and others a number of times on Galesburg's Morning News about this program, but for folks who may not know, when you go to compete, what's that process like? What do you do? How does it all come together? That sort of thing.
So in September, they release a challenge. Our challenge is called FIRST Tech Challenge, and it's 18 by 18 by 18 inch robots. And basically, the challenge is they give you a field and basically a required task or set of tasks to do. And
task that can be done by a robot?
By a robot,
okay.
Correct. So there's a 30-second autonomous period where the robot will run by itself from pre-programmed instructions. And then there's a 2-minute driver-controlled period where two students will run the robot with game controllers.
Oh,
so
wow.
You'll build the robot from September, and we go through what's called league matches, which are local teams sort of competing for what they call qualifying points, and then there's the regional, and then you can expand on from regional to state to so on.
I joked before we came on that I can barely run this control board I'm sitting at, but you really have to know kind of how things operate and how things put together in order to do all this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
How does that work, Julian? Is that a lot of trial and error? Is that a lot of collaboration? Is it all those things?
Well, the kids fabricate, build, and one thing that Jacob is excellent at is the programming side, and he used a program called Java. Yeah, he could probably expand more on that language and how it communicates from what a cell phone they use to the robot. You want to explain some more about that, Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob, can you do that?
Well, you know, I do a lot of mentoring for younger students in the elementary school, and they always talk about the programming or they want to learn about it. And the way I explain programming to anybody, it's like a language. If you look across the world, you know, you have all different sorts of languages, and it's the same way with computer programming. There's all different sorts of languages. And the thing is that just like if we go into the United States, there's all different kinds of dialects, too, with that language. So that's the way programming is. So with the robot sense, it's sort of its own dialect to program the robot. So we use Java programming, which is a type of language, and it basically is based off objects. So the robot is our object, and we're trying to make it move or do whatever it needs to do.
Kendra Betts is one of the coaches of the Binary Bullets. What's this like for you, seeing all this work and helping these young people?
Oh, it's a wonderful program. We set up our team like a company. So, like, Jacob is our chief engineer. Justin, my other son, is in charge of branding. We have an accountant. We have, merchandising assistance. We have
so it's like a business.
It is. We've set it up that way because we feel that it's teaching the kids what to expect maybe in the future if they go into such things as that, engineering and accounting and that stuff. And first is it teaches them gracious professionalism and how to work as a team, and everybody should practice that in their careers.
Jacob, talk to me about what you've learned from all this. Have you learned all of those things that were just talked about here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like my mother said, it's all based off what they call the first core values, which is, gracious professionalism, like she said, and what they call cooperation, which is competing but also cooperating with your fellow team. So definitely those are great things that the FIRST program has to offer, and that's really what it's all about. It's not just about the robots. So,
Justin, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Pull that microphone up real close to you if you can. Talk about, again, in a little more detail, what it is, how it is you're involved in, and maybe, too, what you've learned from all this.
Okay, so my job this year is called Team Branding, where my job is basically just to get the image of Binary Bullets out there so that other teams and other communities can remember us and in a special way.
You must have. You must be doing pretty well with that, right? It seems like we're talking about you guys all the time.
Yeah. So our name, our number is very special to us because I mean we're a robotics team and binary, and our number is 10101, which is binary for 21. So
okay,
we're a pretty digital and robotic-y and techy team. And so my job is just to make sure that we have cool pictures and poster boards, and that people know us and have a different stuff.
So, Jacob, you're going to a big competition next month. Talk to me a little bit about that. How cool is this?
Well, it's pretty amazing, actually. I was actually really surprised. It's called the Dean's List, and it's basically are you really spreading the ideals of FIRST? Are you, putting that gracious professionalism, those core values out there. And so I've applied for the award the past 2 years, and my team elected me as another teammate, Julian's daughter, as two representatives for the team. And
this is a world competition here you're going to that'll be in Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan.
Yes,
that's
is.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the team votes on who they would like to have. They can have up to two kids nominated. But there is a nomination process. So since Jacob is the coach's son, we're not allowed to nominate him.
Okay.
So someone else from a mentor nominated him, and I nominated, and the team voted on Diora Ennis. And basically it's to recognize the leadership and dedication of the most outstanding FIRST Tech Challenge students. It was created by Dean Kamen, who is one of the co-founders of FIRST, and Jacob got chosen. There was only four kids chosen out of Illinois.
Wow, that's amazing.
And he'll get to go at the end of April. He'll get to go and meet Dean Kamen and eat with him and all the other kids that have been nominated. And out of all those kids, Dean picks 10 for the whole world.
Wow. Well, good luck with that, Jacob. Yes. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So Julian and Kendra, I'm right. a little short on time, but maybe I want to wrap up. What do you see out of these kids? How has this kind of helped you two as much as it's helped the kids?
Well, for me, I witnessed some outstanding things. I mean, the group of kids of 15 that comprises the Binary Bullets are definitely gifted and bright. And I could speak to Jacob. Jacob holds himself to a very high standard. And one thing I could say about Jacob, all the high standards and goals that he puts out there, you know, he surpassed and exceeds all of them. So I'd like to take this platform right now to talk to the city of the county, the listening area of Knox County, to wish Jacob good luck at the World's Competition Dean's List on April 28th, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, April 28th. Are you nervous, Jacob?
Oh, a little bit, but, I mean, it's just a great experience overall, so.
All right. Anything else anybody wants to add before we wrap up here?
All right.
Very good.
Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Julian Innes and Jacob, Justin, and Kendra Betts, all part of the Binary Bullets Knox County 4-H Robotics Club. So thanks again, and best wishes. This is amazing. I'm sure a lot of us are very much proud of all of you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 5:52 on Galesburg's Evening News. Kim Commando and sports are straight ahead on WGIL.